We're very excited about this new relationship. The affiliation is actually complemented by a partnership, a three-year partnership, which has been funded by the Mass Mutual Foundation. So in addition to the benefits of being a Smithsonian affiliate, we have access to collections of the Smithsonian for our exhibitions at the Springfield Museums. We also have access to scholars, Smithsonian scholars, who will come to Springfield throughout the three-year period to give programs and lectures on various topics related to our museums. So this is a really wonderful new partnership, and we're very excited about all the possibilities.
So what are some of the Smithsonian-based programs or collections that might be coming to Springfield?
Well, the Smithsonian has vast collections in a variety of different disciplines, and they also feature traveling exhibits. One of the first exhibits that we will be able to showcase at the Springfield Museums is an exhibition called Jeweled Objects of Desire. So this is a very intriguing display, and it includes very interesting and unusual objects. For example, there's a cell phone that's completely encrusted with jewels. There is a Monopoly board game that is made of 23-karat gold and has jeweled pieces. And it's worth $2.3 million. There's a mailbox that's created from gold and, again, has jeweled elements. So I think this is something that is going to be very favorably received by our audience. And there are other exhibitions, whether it's artwork or scientific specimens, that we will be adding to our exhibition schedule. One of the exhibits that we've been looking at, for example, is an exhibition of celebrity portraits. So again, the Smithsonian has vast resources in terms of their collections, and it's of huge benefit for us to be able to actually be able to draw upon those exhibitions and collections and bring something new to Springfield to share with our audience.
And is there a membership benefit for Springfield Museum patrons when they in joining the Smithsonian?
Yes, there is. That's one of the things that we are very enthusiastic about. You can join the Springfield Museums and actually become a member of the Smithsonian as well. That gives you a number of benefits, including there's a subscription, an annual subscription to Smithsonian Magazine, 10% off of all purchases from the Smithsonian catalog. If you go down to Washington, you can get discounts on dining at the Smithsonian. There are exclusive travel programs and study tour opportunities. And a whole other range of wonderful benefits that people can take advantage of. And, of course, the Smithsonian Institution has a huge reach. They have more than 2 million members. So we feel that this is a great advantage to us to be able to reach out to their membership and really raise the profile of the Springfield Museums.
Now, as you said, it's a two-way street, I assume. So will the Smithsonian be looking to take some of the collections in the Springfield Museum and display them elsewhere?
Oh, absolutely. And we just started this partnership. Our official announcement, as we just discussed, happened this past weekend on September 17th. And the Smithsonian officials came to Springfield for that announcement. But we're just starting to discuss the ways in which we can collaborate going forward. So it's a three-year partnership that's been funded. But we're hoping this is just the start of things to come and that will deepen the partnership and extend it as we go forward.
I imagine this will provide you with some additional information, maybe some additional resources as you prepare to open the new museum there, the Dr. Seuss Museum, in another year.
Yes, well, actually, it's less than a year now. Hard to believe. June 2017 is our projected opening date for the Amazing World of Dr. Seuss Museum. And yes, we feel, of course, Dr. Seuss is known around the world. Dr. Seuss is really an international brand, and the Smithsonian Institution is an international brand, and to have the Smithsonian affiliation, as well as the Dr. Seuss Museum opening in a fairly brief period of time is really, I think, going to be wonderful for the Springfield Museums.